is Tess Gallagher. I'm going to read for you my poem, Eddie's Steps. Flagstone set in cement, higgledy-piggledy up the bank to the high deck where lawn chairs go to die in the rain. Not hard to know, these the first he'd built, set to his stride, twice that of mine. When I pointed this out, a sweet startled look came over his face, and he set to work with a good will, slatting in the extra wedges, just wide enough each foot could advance and hold. I wouldn't take anything for those steps, I realized when the visitor disparaged them. The recalibrated provisional shifts by which Eddie's steps accommodated mine. The true flower that day, though, was the accidental discovery of Josie abed past noon. Eddie's, "Your face looks funny, Josie." Then helping him negotiate trousers. Gemma steadying her grandfather to the car for the drive to hospital. But for rebuilding my steps, they would have been miles away in Cork, and Josie lying, speech unraveling, steps blurring. I take my time, going up or down, feel the mind sharpen to that day's escape. Easy now to think past that visitor to the quiet beauty of the climb on a dark, star-filled night when moonlight makes its effortless way before me, all in one shining breath. This is for Edward and Gemma Fitzgerald. And I love the way in which, you know, we make mistakes and we're learning. And Eddie was, he was ever so wonderful when I told him the steps were, you know, calibrated to his larger step. He came right back and happily redid these first steps that he had ever built. And now they're just a part of my day getting up there. And also the overlap of his having come to do that and discovering my companion, Josie Gray, had had a stroke, and that being able to be corrected too by taking him to hospital, and he recovered very well from that. So it's a very happy poem for me.